If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello and welcome to A Panic of Theory Season 4, Mystic Races. In the last episode, our team managed to steal every drop of alcohol from the mayor's mansion without even really getting caught. Although there was a huge thing with Cartman insisting that they killed the guards out the front.
Yes, they get caught several times.
Hey, do not criticise me on my own work. I feel like I handled that situation geniusly.
Sorry, who else's work am I going to criticise you on?
I mean, the bird was with me. I mean, you know, his fumblings, you know, did aid me, but...
Hold on, so you're blaming Toucan here?
Yes. I mean, think about it. Last episode, he, you know, tried to start a fight with a dog guy. That's it, I remember. One of those dog guys. And he literally fell over behind himself. And he just, you know, I had to sneak up behind and save his ass.
We should always have anybody else remembers on. This.
Because the fucking look took its given.
I can't see that.
I have no words. I have no words. I really don't.
Anyway, continue with your recap there, Matt.
Yeah, because it's not like all this is recorded and people actually could listen to what actually happened last episode. Yeah, no, go. Continue, Cartman. Please, Matt. Continue what you were saying.
Yeah. So, Kolaris and Jacob managed to tunnel their way underneath the manor without getting caught. Gertrude set up a bomb, distracted some of the guards, and insisted on killing the two guards that did come round for whatever reasons. And yeah, now they have an absolute ton and, well, a good supply of alcohol for some very thirsty pirates. And we leave there. So, what are you guys up to? Where are you going? And how are you proceeding?
Well, right now, Gertrude is riding Dickie the Dolphin. Because if I remember, I did find a quarter in that mansion. And that's what I'm doing right now.
No, did he?
I don't remember him looking for a quarter. I was going to say...
No. Don't remember that whole side quest I made?
Oh. Why do you want to dick a dolphin?
Cartman's mood is gaslight gatekeep Gertrude.
I almost think Cartman's not even playing the same game as us.
We did discuss this last time. I think that maybe Cartman's just... Yeah.
He's achieved nirvana. He's a different plane.
Well, I mean, I'm Gertrude. Gertrude does what he does.
He's ascended.
He's
full on ascended.
So literally...
Ascended, I mean, or descended? Considering
you're literally Cartman. Talking to four people who three of, in fact, played Gertrude. So, like...
The Council of Gertrude's Rejection.
Like, all right, gather, everyone gather together. Hold on. We must discuss.
Right, I want that right. Image. That image looks great. The Council of Gertrude. Got to guess it.
It's not about rate you're driving. It's rate you Gertrude.
We come together for the 48th session of the Council of Gertrude. All in order.
Jay isn't playing Gertrude, though.
What?
Yet.
Gertrude, yeah. No,
yeah.
That's why you said three.
I said that you're talking to four people where three of, in fact,
well, I'm working on about 3 hours worth of sleep. And
yeah, my
16 fun. Hours worth of work, so yay. Do you know what? No, I actually want that on a shirt now, the Council of Gertrude. That should be a thing we do.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Where like every so often the shirt gets like every season the shirt gets bigger because but like on the shirt would be like the different Gertrudes.
Yeah,
the Council
which
Gertrude.
Is there very many? Is there very many artwork of my Gertrude? Because I know we got Cap.
Which she's the mini Gertrude in?
I mean, I was the very first Gertrude. I created Gertrude.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Jay, you did
think
that.
I might have drawn. I drew a Gertrude. I think. I've drawn both Fallout Gertrude and you Gertrude. I have not drawn Matt's Gertrude.
Well, that's Fallout Gertrude. Cap's Gertrude. Where
no wait.
Cap was the dwarf, He was the D&D dwarf.
Caps one that I haven't drawn then.
Mm-hmm.
It was D&D.
Would that have an image of? Would that have an image of the D&D dwarf Gertrude?
I thought so.
I might have done that as well. Then I'm not sure.
We did do a bunch of like AI portrait things because you know
back in the day.
I'll have a look at some point, but I think we should have the shirt. Would in theory have all the previous Gertrudes running like trial over the current Gertrude?
Yeah.
So you know,
well, consider she's a porcupine, we'd all be like trying to step on her and then to like, pull back with spines in our feet. Yeah.
I don't know. I think my girlfriend would probably just flatten her with a giant dildo. So you know, job done.
Horrific.
Exactly.
Wait, so we are in a.
Well, yeah. You tell me. You've just kind of stolen all the alcohol. You can make yourself back to the pub, or you know.
The thing we need most now is a ship and a direction to go in. We can buy the ship with the booze, and I assume people know where their shit's being kept.
So, well, the pirates did offer to help us if we got them the booze, so let's get back to the pirates.
To the pub.
To the pub.
And yes, you open up the front doors into the pub, where all of the sad, depressed, and sober pirates are still sitting and moping. There's one playing a harmonica somehow in a squeeze box, just kind of sitting in the corner, depressed, you know, sober as the day they were born, or hatched, in this instance.
So, do we sell the alcohol or do we give the alcohol?
Just give them the booze.
Okay. So, we can do that, we can just hand drinks out, hand drinks all around, pints on me, yeah.
We just like throw down a keg. And then Toucan just like does a handstand on the keg and he's like, chug, chug, chug.
And as you walk inside and throw down the said keg, the pirate's eyes light up and it's absolute chaos as they all scramble to grab a drink. And you can see the life and vigor return to these drunken pirates once more, like a certain bang-dyed sailor man. Their vigor returns, and unlike you lot who gets a negative boost on grit, you can tell this is just what they needed to get their grit back fully to full mast. And one of them turned around and go, yar, no, ye be wanting a ship, do ya? We know just a fucking place for one.
I would just think it's so funny that they've been talking in pirate, but the second they actually get drunk they just talk normally. It's like, oh, you guys want a ship now? Oh yeah, we totally got a ship, yeah.
yeah, totally. Gentlemen, we're requiring Edison.
It's like, oh, being sober, you talk like pirates. Oh, okay, all right, get it.
We had quite an agreement before, I think. Sure,
that we do. Our boat be a small one, but it be a mighty vessel.
It's not the size of the boat; it's the motion of the ocean.
Oh, that'd be, a good turkey boy.
And there's a flood coming.
You keep on talking about this here flood, but I don't see one.
Oh, you'll see it.
Well, we know. So, yes. The drinking continues. Somehow you're not spotted by guards or anything. They seem to have done their rounds for the day, and you still haven't been caught with the flaming corpses out the front of the manor. They drain the keg dry and they go, we gonna need more booze than that coming up, but deal's a deal. And off they take you to their little boat. Somehow there is no guards along the way. It seems to be they're all kind of preoccupied at the moment.
Yeah, there was an explosion at the manor house.
Yeah, wonder what happened there. Maybe some gas leak.
Arr, there'd be a gas leak, alright. Gas out your fucking mouth, you dirty little liar. Right. Any of you know how to sail a boat before? Any of you been on a boat?
We had a blog that we rode it on a while ago, but I don't think any of us have been on a ship.
Arr, can't
you, you know, row your own boat, my friend?
I have had a few scandalous times on the boat, you know, the
ton of love with the headmaster's daughter in my days at the university, but no, not very much boating experience.
Arr, Kappa Kappa Toucan. Or what did we call it the other day? Can you remember?
It was Toucan. It was Toucan University, wasn't it? Yeah, Tropical Bird University. Yeah, I don't know what the. Yeah. I don't know what. I'm going up on the chat photos. I don't know what the BK is for. For the. Bakakai? We call him. Tubakakai? Tubakakai. I don't know.
Like a star, certain name from a certain show with a flying saucer type ship.
Yes.
The seas, they be rough out there. And there be things in that there water you need to be keeping away from. If it seems to be pretty and it looks like it's coming from the water, don't be going near it. Have you got any questions before we set sail, or anything you want to get before we go?
Should we search around for some food quickly to make some stores?
It sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a good idea.
I don't know why you need food. We've got fuck ton of food on the train. You should be well fed. We're not long off it.
We're not. Hang on.
It's almost like when a TTRPG type game where that's a healing item. But that couldn't be it.
My reckoning is we're on this ship. I mean, we're going to be going somewhere in this ship. We don't know how long we're going to go away for.
Your porcupine be having a theory there, which be mighty right.
I think we should take this opportunity to quick scrounge around this dock area. We can surely find some preserved food somewhere. There's something, you know, surely they'll have something like that in a harbour, right?
I think we, just throw caution to the wind and do what the kids say, YOLO, you only live once, and just say, fuck it, let's hop on the boat.
I think we've run into a mirror dimension where Gertrude's the voice of reason, I'm scared.
No, hold on a second. Given that this is a play park, is there maybe just a vending machine nearby that we can go to?
If they have a coin-operated prostitute outside, there's no way they would.
For food, why don't we just go to that vending machine across the road there?
Or is there perhaps a cracker crate nearby that we can make?
Actually, Matt, can I ask this question? Actually, considering there's a coin-operated prostitute outside that is, in fact, the cook of the train... could be a thing where she goes and gets food from the train and just brings it to Cap as a thing.
Yeah, why don't we set up a galley on the boat?
Like, instead of having to look for food, we just bring it.
We can bring Marge with us.
Yeah, set up a galley.
Okay. I mean, I got up for that.
So you're gonna go track down Marge to go and find.
She's right outside.
Yeah. The sword.
We've already assessed. She's right outside.
Yeah. So you walk back to the corner.
Token, you go get Marge. I'm going to go and see if there's a vending machine.
Oh, that's a good idea. Play the.
Oh, son of a bitch! God damn it! Got to talk to myself. Damn it!
So Token,
now you know.
You trundle on down towards back to the bar where Marge is standing outside, looking at you and expectantly holding out a hand.
With our six-legged fishnets.
Let's just say, honey, if the beak downstairs is as big as the beak upstairs, I might be interested.
No, Marge. We actually want to know if you could possibly go back to the train and bring back food. We actually are about to go on a big voyage. And I do think that Gertrude might be interested in your services later. But no, for right now, we want those kind of services. We need your cooking services.
I don't necessarily know if I want to do those services. I mean, I do them on the train, but what I do off the train is my own business. All right, like that's the end of it. No, please, Gertrude, if you wouldn't mind, go and get us the best food you got. All right, I'll give you a 5D10 food from the train, clearly. That will give all your food, max out every, you know what? They're max potions. All right, you take them, it's just max grit, max health, everything. It's almost as if it was a really bad idea that the god of this world gave me control of the person giving food. I'll go right out there and get it before you leave. Don't worry. And she disappears.
They're almost your seagull just fly away with Marge.
Ah, yeah!
I salute as she flies away. Cries. A tear comes down. Oh.
That's how they fall, Trevor. Shoot! And then they call out a little thing from a little ball, and all of a sudden they just get picked up and flown off.
Yes.
Why are we going in a boat when we could just fly there with these eagles?
Why did the little halflings go to Mordor through the eagles?
You know what? We should have made Matt's life super fucking difficult to start this campaign and just made all of us birds.
Yes. Perfect.
Fly everywhere.
One of us already is.
I'm so glad you didn't.
Everyone shout mine. Mine.
No.
Mine, mine, mine.
Mine. Right,
Mine.
I think I will also try and scavenge some food around, but Cap should probably go first.
Cool, yeah, so Cap, you do indeed find a vending machine, but it requires currency of the old era.
I'm going to break it.
You're going to break the vending machine?
Yep.
Okay. Can I do a walk behind?
It's almost like watches. A certain dinosaur movie.
I'm curious to see how this bunny opens
the third one of a dinosaur.
I mean, he's got lots of keys. He hasn't tried any of the keys yet.
Kick in the vending machine. Okay.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're about. Cool. Roll me a scrap roll then, and I want over a 6 to be able to break through the glass.
Alright, excellent. So, I'm going to roll a d6, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to add 6 grit to it. So I roll a 7.
However, with nat 1s, don't forget you can't spend grit on them.
Okay, so what happened to me with a nat 1? So I kick it with a nat 1.
You gave this thing one mighty thump with your back legs and Did I just break your leg?
Break your leg.
The thing wobbles and it falls on you and you die. There you go.
And Gertrude's just there like, my bunny friend, no! How could you be taking
doesn't even
away
know your
so
name.
Soon?
Oh, there is a tail
been
sticking
together
out
for like weeks, no clue.
Yeah, essentially, you kick this thing and it sets off an alarm.
Oh god.
And you wouldn't think anything would happen. Except for when I get to set the damn thing up.
Consequences loading.
Yeah, brain going at about 3 miles per year at the precise moment. Right, I want these guys. Give me a second. And I'm going to throw them into here. And, well, you know, you end up with a whole bunch of the guards coming around the corner. You're going, oi, what do you think you're doing there?
Good evening, officer.
I see there's been a slight misunderstanding.
Yeah, so, I put my money into this machine, pressed the button, and, can you believe it, it just ate up the money. So I tried giving it a wee rattle on the side, just to see if I could get it to budge a little bit, and an alarm went off.
Meanwhile, your foot is swelling up red and throbbing. Okay, I want you to roll me a vibe roll, and it needs to be over 7, considering the state of your foot.
Okay.
And a quite obvious foot mark on the glass.
I rolled a 10.
Okay. Well, the guard looks at you, looks at the machine, goes, happens all the time, mate. What did you order?
It was 3 bags of mega chips.
Looks inside and Gertrude rolled me a vibro.
Oh, again, over
why did you have to be the one to do it?
Why?
No.
Why did you interrupt?
I want to be over 6.
You weren't saying anything.
Give me a chance.
Okay, so I'm going to burn 6 grits right off the back.
Nat 1.
Nat
1. Nat 1.
No, it wasn't 3 bags of mega chips. She wanted 3 bags. I told her she couldn't have 3 bags of mega chips. No, All I was looking for was that protein bar at the top there.
Okay, I want you to roll another vibe. It has to be over 8 now because of that lie. I want to see what you get with that.
I'm going to roll the D12, and I'm going to roll it with 7 grit.
You can use your catchphrase.
No, I'm going to spend a grit.
Okay, you want to spend your grit. Well, I got to look at you, look back at the machine, and be like, doesn't sell mega chips, but I think your friend there's a bit touched in the head, am I right?
Entirely correct, sir, yes.
One of those.
Try and keep her out of trouble as best we can. You know that way, when your parents, they unfortunately died in a flood.
Right. Do you want us to take it away? You know, we can dispose of it round the back. Yeah, we got plenty of them.
I wish we could, but we sort of made a promise to get her somewhere specific.
That's a really horrible way to help with, like, an orphan. Like, oh, orphans. Oh, would you like us to get rid of that thing for you?
Yeah, take them back. It's fine. They go
If it's an orphan, I'm surprised you haven't killed
it
yourself.
They literally go to a farm upstate.
Yeah, we'll take care of it. To get it to a farm upstate. Yeah.
My God.
So don't worry about it, sir. We'll get her there eventually.
Right, well. Okay.
Thank you for the concern, and I'm really impressed by the quick response to this alarm. You guys are well organized.
It's almost like it's round the corner.
Well, actually, we're increasing security recently. There's been a bomb off going off somewhere.
Told seriously, it was a gas leak.
Told you it was a gas leak.
Yeah, who told you it was a gas leak, Gertrude?
Yeah, it was all those guys down the pub. They all said about the gas leak.
Vibro.
Why are you lying so much?
Vibro, buddy.
Jacob's like, yeah, Gertrude, why did you say that?
Hey, when you gaslight, you gotta gaslight good. That's how you gaslight.
You're not
guys.
Gaslighting good.
Vibro.
Whose Vibro is it?
Cartman.
Yeah, for fuck's sake.
What am I vibing for this here?
You're lying to the cops, man.
Shit.
Right, I'm just saying what I thought happened. That's not a lie, that's just an assumption.
Hey, look at it this way. The chance of you rolling that one twice is pretty low.
That is true.
I hope he does, because then they'll just think he's a retard.
Yeah, that's true. I should get an advantage then, shouldn't I? Don't you think I'm stupid?
No.
Aww.
I think you being stupid in real life cancels out.
A 3. Well, that's not above what I needed you to roll.
You can spend grit, though, since it's not an hour.
Yeah, you can spend grit.
What do I need to roll?
I had 1 to 6, so you need at least another 3 grit.
That's fair, I'll confirm that.
As long as you're keeping track of it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I've got quite a bit. I've got like 27 now, yeah.
Gertrude, please stop telling fibs. We've told you about this before. Your mother wouldn't be happy with it. I mean, seriously, officers. 2 nights ago, told us the Tooth Fairy was to come. We found 28 teeth under our pillow. No idea where they came from. She's a real fucking handful. I'm sorry.
They were human teeth too, which is weird. Should be really.
28 fucking teeth. What the fuck? Fucking weak one, that. Oh, hey, right. Well.
With $28, I could have bought a lot of food.
What is a dollar?
You know, it's one of those silver coins.
You can read.
See? I mean, she's making up words. She doesn't. She's like, she's making up fucking economic systems. I have no idea what's going on in her head. Nobody does.
Yeah. Well, everybody's been saying that every single child in every single episode. Seems to be a thing for me.
Please stop talking, Gertrude. I'm trying to talk to the police just now.
Right, so your idiot friend there is clearly going to get yourself in trouble. You might want to keep it gagged, perhaps.
Yeah. We tend to keep her in our short leash. I do apologise. She's just a bit rowdy these days.
So you're wanting the machine again, sorry?
Oh, it was just that protein bar at the top there.
Oh, right, okay, right. Goes around the side, yeah. Opens a little hatch.
I'm gonna nudge the rabbit and go, what about my mega chips?
Gertrude, we've talked about this. You can't keep eating mega chips. You smell bad.
And now on that remark, Gertrude's just gonna stomp away.
And before further along, the guard will just hand you a protein bar thing. Alright, there you go, mate.
Thank you, officer.
Careful with the machine again. You ain't seen those pirates walking around here, have you? They've gone walkabouts. It's usually a bit worrying when they start getting a bit rowdy.
Pirates? No. I did see a pub with some of them in it. It was, but we never actually went in.
Well, that's funny, because Bailey saw you in there with them. You know.
That's entrapment!
You're not there.
You just hear him yell from across the town.
Anyway.
It's Marge as she flies away. That's entrapment!
Ah, yeah, wait. Gertrude needed the toilet, so...
Fucking yeah. Cockroach flying over it.
But we didn't stay for a drink or anything. That's what I meant to say when I mean we didn't go in. You know.
Oh, you should have. They have a nice little mocktail mojito in there since we drained them dry of all their alcohol. They've been on the best behavior.
Bastards, when they offered us water.
They only offered us water. What a terrible service. That pub is not getting a good review on this. on my review blog.
On Help.
On Belp. Yes. Yeah, on Belp.
I thought
Belp.
You said you
yeah.
only went in there to use the toilet. Now you're saying you're having a drink at all.
No, I'm saying I didn't have a drink. That's the problem. That's why they're getting a bad review.
Ah, best be on your careful. And yeah, then eventually just skulk on off back around the corner and leave you to it.
Well, that was unsuccessful. What kind of protein bar did I get out of that then?
What's one of the ones we've had before?
The Thumper bar? That was the
yeah,
rabbit
one,
team
one. One of them. One of them, yeah, that'll do. Excellent. Yeah, have a Thumper bar. And, yeah, anything else you want to do?
Take Gertrude by the scruff of the neck and drag her back to the boat.
No, Gertrude already stomped away in disgust because you insulted her.
Alright, okay. Well, I'll follow Gertrude back to the boat then. And I'll report on my winnings.
Okay. So, you've come back with a single protein bar.
Lads. Vending machine was bust.
That's fine. In my travelling, I've had a fishing rod. I'm sure we can figure something out.
Okay, I'm seriously worried Gertrude's developing psychosis.
Yeah.
Wasn't she with you this entire time?
Hear me out, you didn't let me finish. Because what she's now holding is a random stick. Fishing rod.
It's not worry. Good for you. Good for you, Gertrude.
Are you just trying to make Gertrude sound more and more retarded?
No, I'm trying to... I'm trying to do
no,
something.
This is actually his attempt at bringing it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just right. Gertrude standing there with just a stick and a bit of string hanging down there fishing.
Right, I think we should probably head on the boat. I feel like we're fucking the pacing of this episode in.
Yeah, well. And with that, Marge comes back via Seagull with an entire parcel. Carried between five other seagulls, which is consistent of an absolute metric ton of bacon. So you have enough food to last you for a fair few whiles. And as Marge lands, bids farewell to the seagulls that drop the parcel and fly off in unison, and we're going to have a word from Marge too.
See you later, bitches!
Oh, I thought you were going with them.
Oh, that's what you were saying to the seagulls.
Oh, Marge. Oh, you guys want Marge to stay?
I'll be more.
I thought Marge was going to go back. I thought Marge was going to, like, fly away with the seagulls.
If you think that's what Marge would do, then...
Cool. Marge disappears with the seagulls. Back.
Goodbye, bitches!
Wherever. or whenever she appeared from. Knowing full well eventually Marge will come back at some point somehow.
Well, these rabbits, these parrots have served food before in their bar. They can serve food again on the boat.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know. One of them has some bartending experience, not the most amount of bartending, but as for the food, you never really asked about what they sold there. But you do have bacon, and as long as you don't burn it, you won't set fire.
Bacon on a protein bar, fucking brilliant, this is going to go well.
What else do we need?
That sounds like the start to a bad joke, bacon in a protein bar.
So, man, Yanka.
Oh, how many orphan pigs did you kill for this bacon?
How did you know they weren't, it was orphan pigs?
They weren't orphans when we killed them.
Funny you just mentioned that.
I see you've been orphan pig killing yourself then.
Yeah, many a time. That their farm be a cruel and horrible place.
We blew it up. So it should be fine.
Via goat kaiju.
You mean a what?
A goat kaiju.
And how on earth did you make one of those?
An allegedly it's a long fell story. Into a vat of something.
It's involved injecting it with liquid.
He was a very radioactive goat.
Are you trying to imply you had sex with a goat?
No, no. We put...
What part of any of that
was... Yeah, what...
Sugar and...
Injected with liquid.
Sugar and spice and everything nice. And then we dumped chemical hex in.
Uh-oh.
Accidentally.
Okay. Do any of you know how to sail a boat? Actually, I've already asked that, haven't I? Because you just said you were on a log.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Can I get some noggin rolls on how to prepare the boat?
Kind of, they'd be doing it for us.
I rolled a 4, so I can help.
Well, they're doing some bits. Cool. Okay, that's under a 5.
That's an 11.
A 2.
Hold on. Roll 20, you bastard.
I'm holding on.
I'm gonna have to reroll roll 20. It's keeping my fucking dice for me.
I don't understand how it's doing that.
That's a 2.
Cool. So only Tuka manages to understand how to help with the boat. Clearly your rowing days back in what's it, Tropical Bird University? Mm-hmm. Paid
yes,
off.
Yes.
Yes, TB.
I was really good at multitasking. Taking care of her and the boat.
Hard, that'd be a jelly joke there. And yeah, you eventually start setting sail with only one of you proving to be somewhat helpful in
that. That's interesting that all of the birds are the ones that know how to sail the boat.
Yeah, it is actually.
We were the junior rowing team for the university.
Yes, it's those people. They're well acquainted with sailing.
That be racist, that be. Or...
A bunch of past their peak uni jocks.
Yeah. Yeah, at least we got a boat. And as such, you set sail. And it's not long before you're out in the middle of this open lake. It seems quite calm for a while. There is a storm brewing in the distance.
Now, I just got a question about this boat. So, we are 1 foot tall creatures. Is this a human boat? So, it's just a was this custom made after or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those little,
Oh, is it like those swinging boat rides that's just been launched into the water?
That would be heavy as fuck and would sink immediately.
Porcupines can't talk either, Matt, so fucking...
Yeah, I was about to say, we're literally talking about talking toys. We're literally in a world where inanimate objects talk. We literally fought poop several episodes ago. We want to talk about, what's realistic, Matt?
We are in a pedalo.
Oh, do you want to know, actually, fun fact for our listeners and the team, when we were going through the hotel area, one of the biggest hang-ups writing it was Matt being pissed off that the layout of the hotel for our fictional cartoon animals to fight a wasp in was not realistic to real hotels. The kitchen wouldn't be there.
Yeah, okay, that was
this
true.
This was a 2-hour argument.
You were trying to put the spa and the kitchen in the same thing, and it just
next
that's not
near
how it
each
works.
Other. On the same floor.
Spas have their own floor, depends on how good the hotel is.
They really, really wanted to save money on plumbing.
Yeah.
They only wanted to run one water line. One to the sink, one to the bathroom, and one to the sink, the tub, and the toilet. All in one section.
The swimming pool is just dishwater water.
I'd rather it be dishwater than sewage water. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a storm coming.
There's a storm coming. Yeah, they're kind of looking around. They're in the masts and whatnot. They're doing their general sailor things. And it's almost as if the wind picks up some distant singing. It gets a bit louder. The pirates seem to be just kind of going along their normal thing and not really paying any attention to it. But I want... who's got the lowest vibrol here?
I think that's me with the D8s.
Hold on a minute. Mine's a D6.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Clarison does not vibe with other people.
So is Toucans. Yeah, Toucans is also a D6.
Okay, I want you both to roll me a vibrol. I want over
crap.
A 5.
Wait, did I? No,
hey,
it's still a D6.
A 6, the best I can do.
Oh, 2.
Oh. Well, Kalaris, you managed to kind of hear this and in your grumpy way, you just think it's just annoying as shit. You couldn't really give two fucks about it.
Making noise in the middle of the day.
Meanwhile, Toucan, this draws you towards the edge of the boat. Closer and closer.
Hang
until
on.
Until you're looking...
The only person who can actually drive the boat is no longer driving the boat.
There's still the other pirates. He's just helping sail the boat. He's not actually driving it.
No one's driving the boat. They're sailing anyway.
I think
do we notice what's happening with Toucan?
You know what, yeah. What would you be doing and who would be generally looking towards Toucan's direction? I mean,
I think I'll be in the crow's nest looking out. So I might see him if I was looking down.
Yeah, but you're also retarded, so...
Jacob's at the table and not being able to help sail the boat, he is checking out everybody who is sailing the boat and having a look and see what they're doing, because he is interested.
Alright, roll me a... instinct roll. It'd need to be...
That's an 8.
Oh, that's good. Alright, so you kind of see Toucan walking towards the edge of the boat.
And I can tell that it's because he can hear the singing.
You don't quite hear the singing yourself yet, but you can see there's something not quite right with the way he's looking.
Hey, Toucan. Toucan, what are you up to?
I hear the most beautiful voice. It's Toucan. Coming from the water.
Careful now, Toucan. We've heard stories about that.
But it's so beautiful, though.
Don't go to the edge there, Toucan. Just you stay here with us.
It's just so beautiful. Oh my goodness. It's going in the arms of an angel, far away. And I just like every time I hear it, I think of sad puppies. I just can't. It's just really beaten puppy, and I just can't. It makes me want to cry. I just want to know where the sound's coming from.
Okay, Jacob jumps onto this table that he's next to, and he starts tapping his feet. He starts just going somewhere. Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me.
Okay, roll me a Viagra then, well, at least. I don't know, fuck it. Well, at least a 7. Yeah, 7.
I rolled a 10.
take, and you're now suddenly drawn towards.
Oh my God, Mr. Jacob!
On golden sands,
Mr. Jacob, I didn't know you had just amazing voice. Oh my goodness, incredible! Bravo, sir! Bravo! My good sir, that was incredible.
Round of applause.
Yes. Yeah, 2K just like aggressively clapping like crazy. He's like, oh my gosh, yes, bravo! Bravo!
Since Kalaris can hear the annoying noise, do we seem to be getting closer to it?
It's hard to say, because now 2K's been sort of snapped out of it. He kind of lost it for a bit. It's almost as if it's gone quiet. Almost too quiet. You'll hear one of the parrots come over and be like, "Arr, you want to be careful with them, they're sea wenches. They'll suck you off overboard in a matter of seconds."
I look out over the rocks and it's literally just Marge with a mermaid tail.
See what, like what you see, big boy?
Come and get it, big boy.
And I'm just sitting here sunbathing.
At least this time has a reason to smell like fish.
Yes. I got every reason in the sun for it to smell terrible. You know, we debated whether or not fish fuck in an episode not that long ago.
Yeah, we're, at least
you want to find out?
I'm done. I've had 3 hours of sleep. I can't concentrate for shit. They be the lake sirens. They be telltales that those of you who are a weaker vibe or a weaker mind get drawn into their singing and be whisked beneath the waves as if never to be seen again.
I should probably be more in tune if they're going to try that. Sounds like shit.
Well, once you've been hearing them, they'll be trying to get their greedy little hooks back into your brain. Many a bird I've seen go under the wave, never to be seen.
So you're saying if they're not a bird, they won't go under the waves, and they'll be perfectly fine.
Seems like it.
Yeah. The rest of y'all should be fine.
Do you want to test that theory there, birdie boy?
I heard that shit and it was nothing.
Just to be safe, Jacob will continue with his renditions of various Bobby Darin and Rat Pack. Crooning at the top of the boat.
Now at this point, I'm not even gonna bother with the fucking punishment for brand people names. I can't be arsed with that because it's too hard to remember what dice number we're supposed to be on. That's more fun.
Plus, they're not brands.
I was about to say, would it be like a musical group that is, you know, well past its prime, like past its time? You know what I mean? Like, what if we were to say, I'll go and say it if you want to punish me, like Beethoven or Mozart. You know what I mean? Like, what's the line here? But it's kind of the same premise. We're talking about
like the rap
musical groups and musical, you know.
Yeah, but Beethoven wasn't a musical group, was it?
Even when Beethoven was alive, you couldn't buy Beethoven baseball caps. You know, like you can buy merch.
But the Rat Pack wasn't exactly like. They don't have like Rat Pack memorabilia. They were just known.
They were just known as there's three individual jazz singers that were known as the Rat Pack, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I know you weren't gonna punish it anyway. I just had a general question. You know, I was like, what's the line?
I have no idea.
You know.
I think if they sell shit and you can buy it, it counts as a brand.
I'd say. Yeah. It's like a modern musical artist might be because you could have their name on the t-shirt or like famous when, you know, the rock t-shirts of famous classic rock like bands and stuff.
A Metallica t-shirt would count a like children's choir of Chicago thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Just my question. I just thought I'd ask. You hear that, guys? We could say fucking anything right now. He doesn't even remember what the punishment is. It's perfect.
There's all the black spots swimming in front of my eyes. It doesn't matter. Okay. So. You carry on sailing for a little bit longer. Probably. And. Gertrude. You've kind of gone away a little bit.
Well, I'm in the crow's nest.
You've come down from the crow's nest.
Okay, I've come down to it. What's that happening, guys?
I want you to roll me if I check.
Eight.
I like it.
That's my top
okay,
eight.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, here's the thing. You're just genuinely too dumb to understand what's going on. You think there's someone singing overboard?
That's what you think. I think I'm smart enough not to pay attention.
I was going to say, in your brain of yours, you think that's just a very silly place to have a sing song.
That's a weird looking dog out there.
That dog's sick.
I don't know. I think I enjoyed the Jacob singing.
Yeah, he's so stupid he thinks it's still Jacob.
How did Jacob throw his voice out there? That's crazy.
To be fair, Jacob is still singing.
He's doing his own backup vocals.
Cool. Well, considering you've all passed the vibe checks, it's a little bit hard to move on with that part of the story. So.
Get a good bitch.
Not too far.
Seems what? Like we're going to have a totally uneventful, uninterrupted trip to this nice new island.
So if we get one of you would just fall for it, you know. Cool. So, in the distance, it seems like it's taken hours, but in reality the boat's just incredibly slow. It's not actually sailing at all. There's a diesel engine in the back, and it's chugging away quite happily.
Been trying to, like, I've been batting it down the hatches, like, going batshit crazy trying to sail this, and I just, like, you're like, I've been just doing nothing this whole, like, been doing nothing this whole time.
Like, and they look at you as if to be like, well, you know, at least we kept him busy.
If there's a way to castrate a parrot, I will find out by the time I get back to this boat. Just so you know, that's how angry I am at this point.
None of our sort of them were moving around. They were just carrying on like normal. One of them's even got like a steering wheel. Like, yar. What do you think we are, pirates that sail? No, we got a diesel generator in the back.
The steering wheel's like tied to nothing. It's just like in the air. You're just holding a normal steering wheel. Like, it's not even connected to anything. Just.
As it turns out, yeah, that's just one of these legs. It's on rails.
Yeah. We weren't even in the water. Like, it's just above the water. Like, he clearly sees that it's just a roller coaster.
Suddenly, it just all goes dry, and the, you know, the fake water effecting has kind of run out in this area. Don't look over the side on that there a bit. That's just a broken.
It's just like blue sheets. Waving.
Just been going in circles, and then, like, we're at the island and we're just back at the same dock.
Right, where are we going, lads? Where can we see our destination yet?
Yes, you can see. You can see at the end of the railings, there is indeed a small little island. And on said island, it looks like a giant wooden playground fort. Which I'm hoping we have the map for somewhere. If someone finished making it.
No? I didn't think we'd get here yet.
Cool. Never mind. So, 10 more minutes of the boat.
No, fuck off.
Yeah, you can see the island in the distance, and it suddenly seems like it's about 10 minutes out. Maybe perhaps the rails of this ride have have perhaps been a little bit too worn down and dried. They're not as greased as they should be. And what would have otherwise been a quite exhilarating little boat ride around a quite merry-looking lake to a rather nice wooden fortress. What are you doing to your mic? Yes, you.
Nothing.
Yeah, so you can see the fortress in the distance. There's a flag waving above it. What do you guys do?
But I think we should clarify one thing here. You parrot folks, you agreed to get us to the island, but don't know if you said anything about helping us get in.
I mean, I suppose we could. We can help you do that. You've got us some booze.
Does this ship have cannons?
Alright, fairly certain there'll be more booze on the other side of that fortress wall, so let's crack to it.
Okay.
Secondary thing, do we need to worry about, like, you mentioned we have cannons. Do we need to worry about collateral? Is there, like, anyone in prison there that we don't want to blow to fuck?
Yeah, it'd be hard to tell these days. With the night taking over so long ago, it's almost impossible to remember.
Wait a minute. Who was gone? You never mentioned what these cannons fire.
Well, they we got a cannonball. Hands out, holds up a surprisingly solid, once foam little cannonball.
That's great. A question. Could you maybe launch me? Without hurting me, I should add.
You're going to have to toss me.
Yeah.
I mean,
without hurting me is the big one.
Yeah. Can we launch Gertrude at top speed
at the sun
into this fortress wall?
Alright, I'm sure we can manage that there.
And it won't hurt me.
I'm absolutely behind this plan.
Hurting me be, well, that there is.
It's a risk that we're willing to take.
Have you ever heard of a parachute?
Parachute?
I've heard the handle.
Parachute. We can shoot you out of that there cannon. You hold on to this here bed sheet that, you know, is the sail. And as you fall down, you open up that there bed sheet and you float down nicely. How does that sound?
That works for me.
Now, keep it in mind, that's relying on a lot of bullshit right there to work. And there's a high percent chance that you could go straight sailing straight into the side of that fucking wall and potentially break your neck.
What's the chances?
Let's find out.
I like your thinking. Yeah, actually, generally give this a go. So, yeah, I want to launch the cannon. I want to be cannoned into the air and parachute down.
Right, so somehow these parrots have got a massive cannon. These old cannons would have been air compressed, similar to the one you had in Area 2, where eventually you'd pump up a pressure thing and it would boom straight out.
God, I miss flour.
Can I use my stomper passive in order to use my powerful hind legs and pump this this air compressed cannon to a point where it's much more powerful?
Sure. The only issue is trying to wad Gertrude up in enough material to make a kind of tight seal.
Oh, we've got the entire sail.
But you'd be needing that there as a way of getting down without dying. However, you do have a lot of bacon grease.
I mean, as long as it's just the grease.
Well, you tell me.
I tell you. Use the grease, don't use the bacon.
Alright. And Gertrude, without warning, you are suddenly slathered in as much grease as they could possibly find. And stuffed into a tiny tube that seems barely big enough that you can even fit into it. Now, I want a D100 roll for you, from you. If it's under 50...
95.
So you should wait until you state his terms, though, because he can make you lose whether you're going to or not.
I was going to say, if it's under 50, the parachute opens.
Oh, shit. But who does less than 50?
I do. Yeah, you were a little bit hasty. Cool. You're essentially shot out of this cannon from whatever means necessary. And as you're holding onto the bedsheet,
as the cannon goes off,
as you hold onto this bedsheet, you realise that you're too greased up and you manage to let it slip out of one of your hands. And you go sailing across into the wall of the playground. And as such, how much health do you have?
About 10.
31 health. Roll me 2d20.
30.
Take your DR off of 30, and that is how much damage you end up taking.
26. I'm going to need that bacon in a minute.
Well, the bacon's back on the ship, and you are not on the ship. You are very much impaled into a wooden wall.
It's
fine. And you know what? That's where I'm going to...
I'll just walk it off.
I think that's wishful thinking there. But anyway, that's how we're going to leave this episode now. Thank you very much, anyone, for listening. Find us on all the socials as usual. And goodbye.